Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Michael Crowd, I'm with Idea Dudes, and in this section or show, we are going to discuss configuring network access protection. So I've been in the industry for over 20 years. I've been doing consulting and teaching for the government, United States Air Force, the Navy, Marines, Army, and companies around the world. If you want more information about me, check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions, please use the question comment box below. Let's get started. So, what is the network policy server? Well, the network policy server is actually a replacement for IIS, which is the RADIUS server that we had on Windows Server 2003. Now, the network policy server also, what it does is it allows us to be able to implement a NAP type environment, which is network access protection. So, Windows Server 2008 network policy server is a RADIUS server, a RADIUS proxy, and network access protection. Now, the network policy server usage scenarios, let's go over some of them. Well, one of them is network access protection, enforcement of IPsec traffic. We can also enforce 802.1x wired and wireless traffic, and enforcement of DHCP, and enforcement of VPN. Those are pretty much what we can do with the network access protection. Now, additional uses that we can use the network policy server, secure wired and wireless access. As a RADIUS server, IIS is a replacement for it. So the network policy server is going to be our RADIUS server. And terminal services gateway. Now, there's different types of enforcements that we do have with the NAP. So network access protection, we can protect IPsec connection security, 802.1x access points, VPN servers, DHCP, and so with IPsec connection security, it requires the clients to perform a NAP health check before they can receive a health certificate. And so we're looking at this. When a client tries to connect through IPsec, what it's going to do is it's going to look at the overall health of that client. Make sure the service packs are there, make sure the antivirus is up to date, that they have a firewall, whatever we decide that we want to check before they allow them to be able to connect. The health check is required before an IPsec can connect to the IPsec network. Now, if it fails to check, then it's going to be put into what is known as our remediation network, where that's going to be with Windows Server Update Services or other servers that are going to update the client. Then the client will try again, and if it is up to date with all the correct information, then it will be able to be connected in IPsec. We have 802.1x access points. This enforcement type uses Ethernet switches or wireless access points that support 802.1x network. Compliant computers are granted full access to network access. Non-compliant computers are connected to the remediation network or completely prevented from connecting to the network. So what we're doing is we're making sure the clients are up to date and their health is satisfactory before we allow them in. That way we don't get attacked by viruses and other things that could be wrong with those clients. Now there's two methods of control. You have the access control list, which that's going to be your guest list. And it says, okay, you can come in the party. A virtual local area network, a VLAN. And so a VLAN, what this is another network that is connected. What we've done is just broken off our subnets, but it's called a virtual local area network. Now an access control list is set of IP version 4, IP version 6 packet filters that are configured with the 802.1x access point. They check the ACL to confirm the connection. If not confirmed, the packets will be dropped. From that point, no communications will take place. So the access control list, remember, just think of that as your guest list. If you're not in a party, you don't have a chance of coming in. ACLs prevent non-compliant computers from connecting to one another. Now, VLAN, on the other hand, NAP is used to specify in which the VLAN, the compliant, non-compliant, other authorized computers are placed. So what you'll have is you'll have a virtual network that is going to be over there that is going to be used for a remediation network. The disadvantage here is the VLANs of non-compliant computers can communicate with any of the other computers with worms. VLANs is the client network's configuration must change when transitioning from becoming a non-compliant NAP and a client of becoming a NAP client. So we also have NAP VPN enforcement. Enforces NAP for remote access connections using a VPN server running Windows Server 2008 and routing remote access. And so with this, what we're doing is we're saying, okay, VPN client is trying to come in. What we're going to do is we're going to evaluate the health of that client before it actually gets connected to the VPN. Only compliant computers will be able to connect to the network. Non-compliant computers will go into our remediation network, which they'll be updated with Windows Server Update services, virus definitions, and other things to make it compliant to what we want in our network. DHCP NAP enforcement, this is going to be our lowest type of NAP enforcement. Clients will be checked to compliance. Failed, DHCP will not lease an IP address until the client becomes compliant. What it'll do is give an IP address, which is in the remediation network, so that way it can be attacked by the update servers. Now, when we're dealing with NAP, we have something called system health agents and system health validators. The system health agents are components created by a statement of health. And a statement of health just says, okay, we have firewalls, we have virus definitions updated, all of our Windows service packs are in, and so forth. Description of health of the client computer. Windows 2008, Windows XP with Service Pack 3. So also Windows 7 and Windows Vista, of course. Now, the system health validator, what this does is a server component that analyzes the statement of health generated by the SHA, which is the system health agents, and creates a statement of health to determine the level of access to client computer. So if the computer does not comply to our settings within our environment, then we're going to put it in a remediation network. Windows 2008 includes the system health validators. So let's take a look at the NAP connection process. First, the NAP client connects to a network that requires NAP. Each SHA, which is a system health agent, on the NAP client validates its system health and generates a statement of health. The NAP client sends the system statement of health to the NAP health policy server through the NAP enforcement point. The statement of health response is created based on the examination of the NAP client. So the NAP health policy server combines the SOHRs from multiple SHVs into a statement of health response, saying, okay, this client's okay, so they can go in, or this client is not, let's put them on a remediation network, give them limited access. The NAP health policy server sends the SSOHRs back to the NAP client. Client computer connects to the network. Non-compliant goes to the remediation network. The SHA on the NAP processes the SOHR created by the corresponding SHV, and non-compliant SHAs can attempt to come into compliance. So when a client is put in a remediation network, it's going to be updated. Once it's updated, it's going to attempt to get connected to the network again. If it falls within the health and the health is everything is good, then it'll be able to be into our network. Non-compliance will start the process again until the client becomes compliant. So what is network access protection? Well, it's an enforcement of health requirement policies on client computers, making sure that they have the correct service packs, the firewalls, is set, and so forth. Remediation support for non-compliant computers, which are going to be our Windows Server Update services and other computers that are going to update the client to make them so that they are compliant with the statements that we have. Does not prevent unauthorized users with compliant computers. So this is not to stop somebody from connecting our network that's vicious. does not restrict client computers that are earlier than Windows XP Service Pack 2. So you have to have Windows XP Service Pack 3 and above to be able to be evaluated by the network access protection servers. So let's take a look at some NAP scenarios. We have roaming laptops or desktop computers, visiting laptops, unmanaged home computers. These are all possible risks. Why desktop computers? Ones that are connected to our network all the time? Because somebody may have brought in an infected file or something and put it on their machine. So what are the NAP enforcement requirements? Well, you need a health policy validation. What this does is determines whether the computers are compliant with the health policy requirements. The network access limitation, limit access for non-compliant computers. Automatic remediation, which provides the update required to become compliant. And then ongoing compliance, what it does is it's going to check the client so often to make sure that they haven't fallen out of compliance. If they do, then they're going to be put in a remediation network. They're going to have to start the whole process over again. IPsec NAP enforcement comprised of a health certificate server and an IPsec NAP EC. The health certificate server issues the X509 certificates of quarantine to clients when they are verified as compliant. Certificates are then used to authenticate the NAP clients when IPsec communication is initiated. IPsec enforcement confines the communications to the compliant computers. Requirements secure the communications on a per IP or per TCP UDP port number. Now, 802.1x NAP enforcement, this is going to be our different devices that we do have within our environment. Only computers that are compliant with have the unlimited access. Non-compliant are limited by Ethernet switch or wireless AP. Restricted access profiles can specify the IP packet, filters, or VLAN ID. And so that's a virtual environment or virtual LAN. And we can make it so that we have two of them, one compliant and one with non-compliant, which is our remediation network. 802.1x enforcement constantly monitors the health status. If the computer is non-compliant, it will be moved to the restricted network. VPN enforcement, unlimited access, the computer must be compliant. Non-compliance are put into the restricted network. VPN enforcement constantly monitors the computer for compliancy. If it's out of compliance, then it's going to send it to the remediation network. DHCP enforcement, same thing. Computer must be compliant to receive the addressing information. Non-compliant computers will be put into a restricted network, so we have a scope of IP addresses for non-compliant computers. DHCP enforcement constantly monitors the client, making sure that they are compliant. If they're not, they're going to be put in a remediation network. Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can put them in the GoGo box below. You can also find more of my broadcasts. Just search for GoGo website. If you have an idea for a show, then let us know by putting the information in the GoGo box. It has been a pleasure speaking to you about technology. Thank you for letting me into your world. Have a great day, and bye-bye for now.